In local news, a 16-year-old Lawrenceville girl was injured in a single vehicle crash Saturday evening in Wabash County. The juvenile driver was traveling northbound in a 2002 Chevy Trailblazer on Wabash County Road 1200 East when, for unknown reasons, she left the roadway to the east, entered a ditch, and struck a culvert before becoming airborne and overturning multiple times. She was transported by ambulance to an area hospital for treatment of injuries she sustained in the crash. The driver was wearing her seatbelt. Illinois State Police were assisted at the scene by the Allendale Fire Department. The driver was cited for improper lane usage. A contractor for an area home supply store was fatally shocked Friday at a home in rural White County. Friday afternoon, Sheriff Doug Meyer responded to a report that two men had fallen off of a roof at a home in the small southern White County village of Concord. Upon arrival, police quickly learned the two had been shocked after an extension ladder they were using to access the roof had come into contact with a high-voltage power line. Both men were on the ground when officers arrived. Jetsari Gonzalez, 23, of Pontoon Beach, Illinois, was transported to the hospital in McLeansboro, where he was pronounced dead. His co-worker, Hector Gonzalez, 21, was airlifted from the scene to St. Mary's Hospital in Evansville, where his condition is listed as stable. The scene of the accident was 651 County Road 1393 East in Concord. No foul play is suspected in the shooting death of a rural Crossville man Friday night. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports he responded to the home of 58-year-old Ronald Lee Kirsch around 9 o'clock Friday night. Witnesses told police that Kirsch had been despondent, and they went to check on him at his home. As the witnesses were talking to Kirsch, he apparently grabbed a gun and shot himself. First responders found Kirsch in the bathroom of his home and performed CPR as he was transported to the hospital in McLeansboro, where he was subsequently pronounced dead. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office is investigating the case, along with the White County Sheriff's Office. Statements and evidence at the scene indicate the death was a suicide and no foul play is suspected. 37-year-old Tarsha L. Williams of DuQuoin died Saturday morning of injuries suffered in a two-vehicle traffic crash on Greens Market Road in Perry County. Williams failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection with Kathleen Mine Road, and her 2004 Cadillac collided with a 2015 Jeep Wrangler driven by 69-year-old Brian F. Henderson of DuQuoin. A passenger in Williams' vehicle, Philip L. Johnson, 48, of DuQuoin, was airlifted to a St. Louis hospital with severe leg trauma. Henderson was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. All of the occupants were wearing their seatbelts.
Having two incomes sure comes in handy, especially when it comes to making your mortgage payment. But have you thought about what would happen if one of you were no longer around? It's a possibility, and one that you can be better prepared for with help from me, Alex Atwood, your country financial representative in Sisney. You'll receive important information on protecting what you have and building for the future with a life insurance plan that's just right for you. Make sure your house can remain your family's home with help from me, Alex Atwood, your country representative in Sisney.
Attention local farmers, on Tuesday, August 11th at 4:45 p.m., you are invited to the annual DeKalb and Asgrove Web Plot Field Day located at the county line between Albion and Fairfield. Turn north on County Road 23 at the large DeKalb and Asgrove sign, and the plot is 2 miles off of Route 15. We'll be discussing the current growing year, fungicide applications, getting good stands, and showcasing the latest seed products. A large dinner will follow, so come and enjoy the farm fellowship, and we hope to see you there.
A Fairfield man was involved in a traffic accident Friday morning that left a West Frankfort woman injured. The crash happened on I-57 in rural Franklin County. According to Illinois State Police, 41-year-old Jason Cooper of Fairfield was traveling southbound on I-57 in a Hyundai Sonata when a vehicle towing a trailer merged onto the roadway from the right shoulder. The merging vehicle forced the Cooper vehicle to move into the left lane, where it collided with a Dodge Durango driven by 26-year-old Samantha Mendenhall from West Frankfort. Mendenhall was injured and taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Cooper and two passengers in his vehicle, Charles Thompson, 46, of Fairfield, and 17-year-old Caleb Cooper of Texas, were uninjured. The vehicle that forced Cooper into the left lane left the scene. The accident was reported at 7:49 Friday morning. The Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night in regular session. On the agenda is a resolution for street closings for the Fall Fun Fest, some building repairs needed at the fire station, and the seeking of bids for a truck for the filter plant and the power plant. Council members will also discuss the modification of the ordinance regarding parking around FCHS that was passed at the last City Council meeting. Next Tuesday's City Council meeting will begin at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers of City Hall. Effective this Monday, County Highway 1, 4 miles north of Fairfield, will be closed to replace the bridge over Martin Creek. County Highway 1 is also known as Enterprise Road. Motorists should plan to take an alternate route. The former bookkeeper for the Laborers Local 1197 in McLeansboro has entered a guilty plea to charges she embezzled more than $25,000 from the organization. Carolyn Hall, 53, of McLeansboro, entered a guilty plea Friday to charges of embezzlement and theft from the Union Hall. As part of the guilty plea, Hall admitted that while she was the bookkeeper for the Laborers Local Union, she took $26,491 in cash receipts from members' dues payments and used the money for her personal use. The thefts happened from about July of 2012 and continued through about February of 2014. Laborers Local 1197 provides jobs, training, and benefits to members in 14 counties in southern and central Illinois. Sentencing has been set for December 1st. Hall faces up to 5 years in prison, up to 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. However, as part of a plea agreement entered into on August 6th, the court noted that Hall has already repaid the union the $26,491 she admitted to stealing. The sentencing range, according to the plea agreement, reflects a likely 6 to 12-month prison sentence and a fine of between $2,000 and $20,000. Hall remains free on a recognizance bond pending the December 1st sentencing date. Frontier Community College graduate Clayton Hoskins of Jeff spent 2 months this summer in a study abroad program in Germany. To share his experience with the community, he is planning a presentation with photos and narration on Tuesday, August 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Frontier Community College in Classroom West. The community is invited and there is no fee to attend. Hoskins, a cadet at the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina, is a political science major with subfield international relations and military affairs. During his study abroad program, Hoskins spent his weekdays at a local school assisting students in grades 4 through 10 with the English language, home economics, and sports. Outside of school time, Hoskins had the opportunity to sightsee at historical sites. The study abroad program was funded through the Spirit of Life Foundation Scholarship. To be eligible for the Spirit of Life Scholarship through Frontier Community College, an applicant must be between the ages of 18 to 24 and must be a current or former FCC student who is currently enrolled in a recognized program of higher education. The applicant must plan an international study program of not less than 1 month in his or her field of study, and one that immerses the student in the culture, working extensively with or within a group or community. The Spirit of Life Foundation was established by Tom Lloyd, Ph.D., a native of Fairfield. Dr. Lloyd is a professor for the Department of Public Health Sciences at Penn State College of Medicine in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hoskins is a 2014 graduate of Frontier Community College, where he obtained an Associate in Science and Arts before transferring to the Citadel. He is a 2013 graduate of Fairfield Community High School. Hoskins is the son of Chris and LaDonna Hoskins of Jeff and the grandson of Grant and Linda Hoskins of Jeff and Leona Thomason of Fairfield. Fairfield National Bank recently named John Reynolds as financial advisor to spearhead the F&B Asset Management Division. Reynolds was born and raised in Fairfield. He received his Bachelor of Science from the University of Evansville and is a licensed financial professional. F&B Asset Management is a wholly owned division of Fairfield National Bank and provides financial products and services through Midwestern Securities Trading Company, LLC. Products and services available include traditional and Roth IRA, 401k rollovers, retirement income planning, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term care and life insurance, college savings plans, charitable giving plans, and more. Reynolds' office is located inside the Fairfield National Bank location in Fairfield, and he will also be available by appointment at the Wayne City and Grayville branches.
People's National Bank makes purchasing a home easy. Hi, this is Sarah Molt, mortgage specialist from People's National Bank. Visit peoplesnationalbank.com to fill out an online application 24/7, and you will be on your way to owning your own home. If you have any questions, give me, Sarah Molt, a call at 847-8023. People's National Bank, your home for home loans. Proudly serving Southern Illinois since 1909. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loans subject to credit approval.
Are you interested in working as an automotive technician in a specialty shop, or just want to enhance your skills for a personal hobby? Then the Automotive Technology Program at Frontier Community College may be for you. Classes include lecture and hands-on training in a large automotive lab. Equipment and tools are provided. Class size is small with personal attention. Fall semester begins August 20th. For additional information, call 842-3711. Call 842-3711.
One of America's favorite gospel quartets, the Dixie Echoes, will be appearing at the King's Chapel Church this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Again, Dixie Echoes in concert at the King's Chapel Church at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally was down 50 cents at $37 a barrel. In local and area deaths, 87-year-old Broughton resident Eugene Mayberry died Wednesday at the Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a farmer and served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. He is survived by his wife Norma, a daughter Brenda Douglas of McLeansboro, two grandsons Corey Douglas of Omaha, and Kyle Douglas of Mount Vernon, three great-granddaughters, Amelia, Hadley, and Kylie Douglas, and two sisters, Faye Allen and Nell Harwood, also survive. Funeral services for Eugene Mayberry will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in the Digby Hill Cemetery at Dale with graveside military rites, conducted by American Legion Post 224 of Carmi. Visitation is Tuesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the Wabash Christian Retirement Center or the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted at the funeral home. 58-year-old Ronald Lee Ron Kirsch of Crossville passed away at 10:23 p.m. Friday. At Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro, Ron owned and operated AK Oil LLC and was of the Catholic faith. He is survived by his son Aaron Kirsch of West Salem, his daughter Kiana Kirsch of West Salem, a sister and brother-in-law Linda and Gary Shaw of McLeansboro, a brother and sister-in-law Bernard and Charlene Murphy of Galatia, a brother-in-law Ray Murphy of Dahlgren, and 15 nieces and nephews, Richard Thomas, Paula Lawrence, Rachel Newman, Corey Murphy, Jason Murphy, Troy Murphy, Michelle Wilson, Gara McKinney, Trish Rexing, Michael Shaw, Lisa Allen, Billy Wayne Horn, Brandon Murphy, Jeremy Murphy, and Justin Murphy. Visitation for Ronald Lee Kirsch will be from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tuesday at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be private. Campbell Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. Phyllis Marie Warden, 85, of Fairfield, died at 9:30 p.m. Tuesday at Wayfair Nursing Home. She is survived by daughters Cynthia Sheridan and her husband Bud of Fairfield, Susie Stoll and her husband Doug of Lake Odessa, Michigan, and Donna Ferrier and her husband Bob of Splendora, Texas, a sister, Carletta Zelinka of Battle Creek, Michigan, three grandsons, and two great-grandchildren. She was preceded in death by her mother and stepfather, Eula and Carl Shaw, and husbands Eldon J. Vaughn and Charles Warden. Phyllis will be cremated, and a graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday at Maple Hill Cemetery. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Charles J. Lynch, age 86, of West Salem, passed away Sunday, August 2nd, at Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney. Charles was a private first class of the Occupational Army in Korea previous to the war. His life was spent as a grain and livestock farmer. He was an active member of the Zion United Methodist Church of West Salem. Charles served as Edwards County Commissioner, Wabash Valley Service Company Board Member and later President, Edwards County Farm Bureau Board Member and later President, and was involved in the Land of Lincoln Soybean Association. He is survived by his wife, Mary Alice, of West Salem, two daughters, Donna Bonin and her husband, Hunt, of Mount Vernon, Illinois, Delane Fletcher and her husband, David, of Colleyville, Texas, a son, Daryl Lynch, and his wife, Elizabeth, of West Salem, a daughter-in-law, Shelby Lynch, of West Salem, a brother, Kenneth Lynch, of Alney, 10 grandchildren, Kelly and Troy Lively of Bethalto, Matthew and Cassie Lynch of West Salem, Lindsay and John Rulin of Wood River, Illinois, Whitney Lynch of Bloomington, Indiana, Jamie Lynn and Kent Marks of West Salem, Fleeta and Britt Shepherd of Albion, Derek and Jonna Lynch of West Salem, Chad and Deanna Lynch of Benicia, California, Sean Fletcher of Coopville, Washington, Caleb Fletcher of Colleyville, Texas, 21 grandchildren, and one soon to arrive. Also, several nieces and nephews and great-nieces and nephews, including one special niece, Rhonda Leek. Funeral services for Charles J. Lynch will be held at 9 a.m. on Tuesday at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem, with burial in Zion United Methodist Cemetery. Visitation will be Monday from 5 until 7 p.m., at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to Zion United Methodist Church of West Salem. Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center.
Are you a business owner in need of financing or refinancing your commercial business, building, land, or improvements? Give the lending team at F&B a call today and let them customize a loan that fits your needs. We also offer a business manager, which aids small businesses in need of working capital financing and cash reserve accounts that allow access to a line of credit as needed. Local ownership means local decisions. Let us help you grow your business. FNB, Banking Business Life, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here's the WFIW area weather forecast for today. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high around 90. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 74. Monday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high of 86. For Monday night, partly cloudy, low of 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 82. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low of 64. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 80. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low of 61. Thursday, sunny and a high of 79. For Friday, mostly sunny, high of 81. Our high yesterday was 88, our low this morning, 68, and our current temperature is 69. For WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2015.